Our next fight night is tomorrow night in Vegas with Alex Saucedo taking on 21-2 Sonny Fredrickson in a 10-round junior welterweight main event. Coverage of the prelims begins at 8 right here on ESPN, the ESPN app, and ESPN Deportes. And we are just seconds away from the top of the hour. That's 9 a.m. in the East. I'm Mike Greenberg in Bristol, Connecticut. This is Get Up on ESPN on a very busy day. Glad you've chosen to get up with us because we had huge news last night and we are all over it. Here we go. It is time to get up with Cam Newton. Signs with New England. Does this make the Patriots once again the team to beat? We're all over it all hour long. Meanwhile, it also leaves one high-profile quarterback without a football home. What are the options for Colin Kaepernick? We've got answers to all those questions. And then, here they come. Bubble bound. Which of these stars is best positioned for a playoff push at Disney World? Answers to all your questions in this hour of Get Up, which starts right now with that man, former NFL MVP Cam Newton, finally off the free agent market after reaching an agreement with the Patriots on a one-year deal. It's incentive-laden. He will join Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer on the Patriots quarterback depth chart as the team looks to replace Tom Brady. And Cam, making no secret of his enthusiasm on Instagram story as only he can. I'm excited as I don't know what right now. All praise to God. Dropping content tomorrow. I hope you're ready. Let's go, Pats. And Vegas is impressed with the news of Newton signing. Caesars moving New England's odds from 25-1 down to 20-1 to win the title, 10-1 to 9-1 to win the conference. Now, even with that adjustment, these are the longest odds New England has had to win the title entering a season since 2002. But if you think about it, that's back when they were based on defense and running the ball before Tom Brady really became a superstar. And that's what we expect this team to be, it would seem. They'll be based on defense and running the ball as only Cam Newton can. Neek is with us, and the one and the only Stephen A. Smith is here this morning. First Take is an hour away. Actually, this will be the combo on First Take today, Neek and Stephen A. So, Steve, welcome as always. What is your initial reaction when you heard it yesterday? Cam to the Patriots, what was your first thought?
Well, I loved it. I loved it because I know what a tremendous athlete Cam Newton is. I know how hungry he is to really shut up the naysayers that have questioned his level of greatness and what he's produced throughout his career. And a combination of that with not just the greatness of Bill Belichick, but a highly motivated Bill Belichick who's out to prove that he can indeed win without Tom Brady as his quarterback. I think all the stars have aligned. I love the idea of these two together. I think that he can help Cam Newton be a better quarterback. And I think that Cam Newton, although certainly not the passer that Tom Brady has been throughout his illustrious career, I don't think there's any question that Tom Brady is not in his stratosphere as an athlete. The ability to move the chains, to run with the football, to make things happen with his legs. That dual threat that Cam Newton will present at the quarterback position with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels as your offensive coordinator, I think it can reap some big-time dividends for the New England Patriots. So I'm excited for Cam Newton, particularly since he's highly motivated and since so much about him has been questioned, because him and Bill Belichick right now might be the two of the top three most motivated people in the entire NFL, with Tom Brady obviously being in that top three as well.
I love that thought. Dominique, we've been talking about this all morning, but haven't really gotten to that. The mindset you would imagine Cam Newton is in here. He was the face in every way of the Carolina Panthers franchise, overwhelmingly the most important player that franchise has ever had. And they let him go in a way that can be deemed by many disrespectful. And then they did that Twitter poll last week where they didn't even include him amongst their franchise legends. No team seemed to want him, Shefty said an hour ago. There were no other teams that were interested in him. What would you imagine Cam Newton's mindset is going into this?
Well, he's incredibly motivated. And I think Cam Newton, as I mentioned earlier, you're not just signing a quarterback. You're signing an offense. And that's what he's been down in Carolina. They haven't had too many great players to put around him. Occasionally, they had old Greg Olsen might have been the best receiver that he had. It was a tight end. You see him catching the ball right there. And they had McCaffrey recently, but Cam hasn't been healthy for much of that. You're putting him in a similar situation where they have a lot of good running backs and a great offensive line in New England, but not much else. And I think Cam Newton is good enough to make any offense, even a hobbled Cam Newton, I think brings their offense to mediocre. And if Cam Newton can get anywhere close to showing the flashes of greatness that he was showing before he got hurt again and what he was showing back in his MVP season, I do think this is a legitimate Super Bowl contending team, because that defense is so good, and running the ball on offense with the quarterback makes them look a lot like what the Ravens are doing there with Lamar Jackson. That could be incredibly scary, especially since Cam Newton also has the ability to throw for 300-plus yards in a game and multiple touchdowns. That team is getting pretty scary right now, although I still think the Ravens and the Chiefs are ahead of them.
It's an interesting thought. Their defense is really good. So an above-average offense this year is probably good. You know, Stephen A., I know that just by asking the question, people are going to yell at me, but I think it is it's the right question to ask. For this coming season alone, are the Patriots better off with Tom Brady or Cam Newton as their quarterback? Which version of the Patriots is better this coming season, Tom Brady at quarterback or Cam Newton at quarterback?
Well, I'm going to say Cam Newton, and I can say that with relative ease because of the friction that evidently existed between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. They were no longer on the same page. They were on the same page in terms of prioritizing attempting to win football games. There's no doubt about that. Nobody should question that. But in terms of their belief in one another, Tom Brady obviously was severely compromised because of the lack of weapons that were available to him. Not that N'Keal Harry and LaCassie and those boys can't play. It's just that they were relatively young. Julian Edelman certainly wasn't 100% healthy. Even though you had Josh McDaniels there, the fact of the matter is Bill Belichick had made it clear years earlier that he was willing to move in a different direction. And so there was a residue of discontent there that simply could not be ignored. And when you have that kind of stuff going on between your quarterback and your coach, and both of you have won 6 Super Bowl championships together, there does come a point in time where you're able to say, look, the time is now. It's no longer what it used to be. We need to move on. Certainly, you don't compare the resume of Cam Newton to that of Tom Brady, but it did reach a point where clearly they needed to separate and move in different directions, and there's nothing wrong with that. No matter how great a combination may be, you do get to a point where you're tired of looking at each other, you're tired of hearing each other's voice, you're tired of getting the same reaction from one another or whatever, and especially when you're a coach as great as Bill Belichick and you've basically put word out that I'm looking to move on from this guy, and it was in the form of Jimmy Garoppolo. I got news for you. If you're Tom Brady, you're better off in Tampa Bay right now. He knows it. Everybody else should know it, and considering the fact that Cam Newton has been questioned, he got screwed over royally by the Carolina Panthers because of how late they waited to let him go and basically compromise his marketability and his leverage. The fact is, he's incredibly, incredibly motivated. He's 11 years at least younger than Tom Brady, and he can run with the football, and he's more athletic. It's not going to be the same, but there's no question that there are things that Cam Newton can do that can help the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick.
Look, Cam Newton is a lot younger than people think he is. Cam Newton is younger than Russell Wilson. Cam Newton is younger than Aaron Rodgers. He's younger than a lot of
31.
Other quarterbacks who are still playing at a very high level. Nate, go ahead.
And he looks like a defensive end when you see him in those workout videos. He's a monster. But, I mean, I think the first take debate is going to begin right now, because as much as I love Cam Newton in this situation, I still would feel better with Tom Brady back there for this season because of the history that he had, so much success. And I'm sure that the turmoil that they had last year wasn't the first time they had some turmoil. And you mentioned they wanted to opt for Jimmy Garoppolo. They went and won Super Bowls after Jimmy Garoppolo got sent, or a Super Bowl after Jimmy Garoppolo got sent out to San Francisco. So I love Cam there. I think Cam is the second best option. But if they could have kept it together with Tom Brady, I feel more confident in that team, honestly, even though Tom Brady is in 40-plus than I do in this Cam Newton offense going forward.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, there's a lot of ifs and could-haves in that argument. My contention is that based on what we saw from them last year, I'm not saying, again, resumes don't even compare. Tom Brady is in another stratosphere. But based off of what we saw in terms of their relationship last year, it was clear it was time to move on. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm comparing Cam's arrival to the departure time of Tom Brady. That's all I'm saying.
And Dominic, I would actually not only agree with Steve, I would take it a step farther. If you just look at the situation of what the New England offense looks like and what the Tampa offense looks like, the Tampa offense is much more built for a quarterback with Tom Brady's skill set than the one that he leaves behind in New England. That one seems perfect for what Cam Newton does well.
I mean, I absolutely agree with you. I understand you guys' point, and maybe I'm going off emotions and going off of the track record like Stephen A. is saying, but 2 years ago, they were in the Super Bowl with that same kind of meager offense built on a great defense. And last year, they were one of the best teams in the league. They lost late in the season to Miami and then lost the first round playoff game to Tennessee. I understand that, but it's hard for me to guarantee that Cam Newton's going to get there and do all that. I feel confident that he will, but I know Tom Brady and the Patriots, they find themselves deep the playoffs, winning the AFC East almost every year.
Greeny, let me bring this home for you and my man DF. So y'all have a beautiful, beautiful relationship, okay? Everything's beautiful. Everything's peachy keen. And then one day I walk up to you and I slap you and I say, I don't want you. I don't want to work with you no more. I don't want you on this damn show. All that success all of a sudden goes the hell out the window because I slapped you and told you the love is no longer here. Excuse me. That's basically what Bill Belichick did with Tom Brady. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, some players, I remember, what was it, John Henry, the defensive lineman for the Jacksonville Jaguars, sometimes you just need a little slap to get you, to wake you up and get you ready to fight. So maybe that's what Tom Brady got, and I know that's what I got.
Super Bowl.
If you slap me, the show is just going to be better, because I'm going to be fired up after that.
Very quickly. And these two guys, they're going head-to-head on First Take.
Super Bowls together.
In 50 minutes. But Stephen A., I'll just ask you this. What are the Patriots now in a conference that has Kansas City with Mahomes and Baltimore with Lamar Jackson and other good young quarterbacks like Deshaun and other good old quarterbacks like Phillip Rivers maybe and a good Indianapolis team? What are the Patriots with Cam Newton?
I think they're a top three team in the AFC. I don't think that anybody can usurp Kansas City or Baltimore at this particular juncture. We look at Phillip Rivers in Indy. We look at Deshaun Watson in Houston. Obviously, Big Ben Roethlisberger coming back to Pittsburgh. We can't ignore Buffalo because that defense is real. And who knows? I mean, again, they've got some weapons, and Stephon Diggs is there now. But in the end, New England is New England. They've got an elite defense. They've got a big-time running game. They have an exceptional coach, and now they have arguably the hungriest athlete in the sport in Cam Newton, who has clearly been disrespected and set up to fail prior to his arrival in New England yesterday. I think the combination of the two, you can legitimize the New England Patriots as a top three team in the AFC.
Stephen A. and Dominique, First Take this morning, 49 minutes away right here on ESPN. Stephen A., you're the best. Thank you, my man. We'll see you in about an hour. Meanwhile, we have much more to do in between now and then. Cam may be off the market. Colin Kaepernick still available. Mina Kimes will join us. Tell us which team. She's got one team that should reach out to Cap right now. You'll hear which one it is. And then the stars always shine bright in L.A. Richard Jefferson tells us which team from La La Land is coming out of the West in this hour of Get Up on ESPN.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
If you're just joining us, the big news, former NFL MVP Cam Newton finally off the free agent market after reaching an agreement with the Patriots on a one-year deal that is incentive-laden. Here's how Patriot fans were reacting last night on WEEI Radio.
Christmas came early. I love it. Cam Newton, he came to New England. We're going to the Super Bowl.
This is pretty typical, Pacino said in Godfather 3, every time I take a step back, they pull me back in.
It's already going to be an interesting season, right? Because I'm personally, as a Pats fan, I'm kind of tired of 13-3 or 14-2 for the past 20 years. So it's going to be interesting anyway.
Superman has landed in Patriot Nation. I will tell you this, Sean, Bill Belichick is a master. He's like Jesus.
Well, not everyone was thrilled with the way this thing turned out. Richard Sherman had this on Twitter. How many former league MVPs have had to sign for the minimum asking for a friend? Just ridiculous. A transcendent talent and less talented quarterbacks are getting $15 to $16 million a year. It's disgusting. But he obviously has a point. But we also understand why it happened. And part of it is this. It's all the injuries. He sustained that shoulder injury on that hit in November of 2018. After that hit from the Steelers, T.J. Watt, he would undergo shoulder surgery. Then he suffered a foot injury in a preseason game against the Patriots, of all teams, last year. Eventually went on season-ending IR with his last game coming in week two. And including the playoffs, he's been hit 1,318 times since he entered the league in 2011. That's 236 more times than the next closest quarterback in that span. So let's get into this now with Mike Tannenbaum, who knows what it's like to make these decisions. And so, Mike T, let me just ask you this. I just brought it up with Stephen A. and Dominique. If you were just making a decision for this season and this coming season alone, are the Patriots better equipped, as they are constituted right now on the offensive side of the ball, to win games with Tom Brady or Cam Newton as their quarterback? Am I the only one who doesn't hear him? I apologize to the audience if you also weren't hearing him. I didn't, and I thought for a second maybe it's possible that you were hearing him and I'm not. We'll get Mike Tannenbaum worked out. Maybe it was that enormous smoothie he was drinking earlier that influenced the his ability for us to hear him. Let's go back then. If I have Dominique Foxworth standing by, Neek, let me go back to you on what we were talking about a moment ago, because when we were talking with Stephen A. Smith a minute ago, the quarterback situations of every team in the AFC are fascinating. It is a never-ending array of great young quarterbacks who we know are great, like Mahomes and Lamar, a bunch of fascinating young quarterbacks that we'll see, Burrow and Darnold and Mayfield and others, and then the aging vets who are still hanging around like Rivers and Roethlisberger. So the AFC is as loaded with good quarterbacks as far as the eye can see, and that makes me fascinated to see what Cam Newton can do in New England.
Right. First of all, I want a portion of Mike Tannenbaum's check because I'm out here doing his work because he can't get his equipment to work. Second of all, the most important thing in the AFC playoff race is what it's always been, is how weak the AFC East is. Like, I think that is important to understand and to never forget, because while we're talking about how good Patrick Mahomes is, and I do think that he's probably going to win the West, he still has to contend with the Broncos, who are up and coming team, the Chargers, who are loaded. And if they turn out to have a good quarterback, that could be a problem. And Oakland, a team, well, no longer Oakland, and the Raiders, who a lot of people believe are more talented than they've been in the past and are going to make a run here soon. And the same thing is true for Baltimore. They have to go up against the loaded Browns and also against that incredibly tough defense in Pittsburgh when they're bringing back Ben Roethlisberger. Those are tough ways to go. And so having that bye, even though there's only one left, having that bye is hugely important. If there's only one team with a bye going forward, and that's the way the playoff structure will be, I think the Patriots have an opportunity to, despite not being the best team in the AFC, to being well positioned to have to host a home playoff game and possibly be the number one seed going into the playoffs. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, and maybe some recency bias just being all excited about having Cam Newton there, but it feels like they were a quarterback away, and that special quarterback is in this moment could be Cam Newton.
No, listen, I don't disagree with what you're saying. Football is a game in which a bunch of men hit each other for 60 minutes, and in the end, New England wins. That's what happens. And Mike Tannenbaum has been living that all of his life, and so have I. We've got the sound back with Mr. T. Mike, quickly, let me come to you on a comparison to something that you did in 1998 and how well that worked out.
Greedy, no question about it. This is just like Vinny Testaverde, former number one pick, former Heisman Trophy winner, for some reason is on the market in June. We sign him at the Jets to be the backup behind Glenn Foley. Glenn Foley starts the first two games. And what does Vinny Testaverde do? He leads us, as you remember, Greeny, to the AFC Championship game against the Denver Broncos. And then Vinny Testaverde is richly rewarded. And I see so many of the same comparisons. Cam Newton, former overall number one pick, Heisman Trophy winner. For some reason, he's out there in June. And even if Stidham started an opening day, Cam Newton's going to play a ton this year. And the word I would use is he's investing in his future with Bill Belichick. I think it's a great, great move by Cam Newton for the next part of his career.
I do, too. How much of this, though, is based on our just sort of blind belief in Belichick, which he has earned with all that he has accomplished? Because Shefty told us no other team in the league wanted him. Here we are waxing rhapsodic about a move that makes the Patriots a Super Bowl team for a guy that Adam Schefter said basically 31 other teams weren't interested in. How much of this are we just giving Belichick the benefit of the doubt?
I think in part, but as you were alluding to earlier, Cam Newton's a great fit with these running backs in New England. they don't have great receivers, but this will be a totally different offense. Again, it'll be similar to what Josh McDaniels did with Tim Tebow in Denver back in 2010 and 11. They went to the playoffs. So I think it's really smart. Football is a game of chess played on grass. Bill Belichick will take the best pieces he has this year to put them in the best chance to be successful. So it's smart. The risk-reward for both sides makes a ton of sense. And now the AFC East is going to look totally different because New England will be much more difficult to defend with Newton than they would have been with Stidham.
I'm with you. It made too much sense all along not to happen. It's just remarkable that no other team wanted Cam Newton. The Patriots get him, and it makes them a Super Bowl contender. We have much more on this as we go. Mina Kimes will join us, talk about how Cam Newton fits into the Patriots scheme and the entire landscape of the AFC, and what it means for the lone remaining high-profile free agent quarterback. All that and more coming up next on Get Up.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Back on Get Up with the big news of the morning, Cam Newton, a one-year deal with New England. How did we get here? Let's take a look back at Cam and Carolina. Cam Newton has been league MVP more recently than Aaron Rodgers and been to the Super Bowl more recently than Russell Wilson, and he's younger than either of them. How often is a quarterback like that available to the highest bidder? He is also just 18 months removed from playing MVP caliber quarterback. Midway through the 2018 season, he had 19 touchdowns, 4 turnovers, and 2,235 total yards. Those are better numbers than when he actually was the MVP 3 years before, and his team was 6-2. Then he got hurt, a big hit to the shoulder, and he did what football players do. He tried to play through it. But the second half of the season was a disaster, and sometimes it feels as though the world just forgot how good he was. The Panthers certainly did. Cam is right now the only player with a current franchise record in both passing and rushing touchdowns. And still, they showed him the door in a manner that can kindly be described as less than appreciative. That was the way I put it. Stephen A. Smith earlier this morning here on the show said that he got screwed in Carolina. And frankly, I don't disagree. Meanwhile, the NFL world reacting yesterday. Odell Beckham tweeting, Cam Newton, you've been working. You deserve that. Jamal Adams tweeting, I salute Coach Bill Belichick for that. That's real. Congratulations, Cam. The McCourty twins simply posting two sets of eyes emojis. So the world is paying attention. Let's talk about it with Mina Kimes, who joins us this morning, and Dominique Foxworth is with us as well. And Mina, both you and Neek said way back in March the Patriots should sign Cam Newton. So when you saw they finally did it yesterday, what was your first thought?
I'm finally right about something, so I'm going to brag because I'm so rarely right about things. It's crazy because, Mike, it just seemed so obvious at the time, and it's bizarre that it took this long. But from a football perspective, I couldn't be more thrilled to watch this because I love the fit, precisely because New England doesn't require a fit. That's what's so great about this team. Everyone describes them as being rigid, but really their greatest strength is how malleable they are. Dominique knows Bill Belichick, one of the oldest coaches in the NFL, will change his defensive game plan week to week. On offense over the years, they've evolved, and I expect them to evolve and tailor this offense to Cam Newton's skill sets. I think we'll see a little bit of what they did with Jacoby Brissett, a little bit of what we've seen in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, and a lot of what you described at the top, what Cam Newton did in the beginning of 2018 under Norv Turner in Carolina when he was putting up some of the best numbers of his career. Quick passing game, misdirection, play action. New England can do all of that with him, and I think they'll be very successful.
So that begs, I guess we've jumped way ahead of this question, but is there any doubt in your mind that he is their starting quarterback, Mina, immediately? He walks in there, gets the ball, and they are now rebuilding the whole thing around him starting today.
Just health. I mean, I like no one else really knows the extent of his injury, whether he's fully recovered from that foot injury, which really was on display in 2019. But if he is healthy, it's a no-brainer. If he is healthy, even though the Patriots do not have excellent skill players, they lack speed at the position, He didn't have excellent skill players in Carolina and still succeeded with them. He's playing behind a better offensive line with a better defense in New England.
Nick, how about the injury piece of this? We haven't really touched on that this morning, but Shefty told us 31 other teams weren't interested in this case. And we've seen guys are practicing on high school fields. If someone wanted to do a physical, they would have ultimately been able to do one or at least gotten some idea of what kind of condition he is in. Is that a concern to you?
It's not a concern considering what they paid for him. Like, they were in a situation where they could use an upgrade at that position, and they got it for quite cheap. Like, it doesn't concern me from the Patriots' perspective. But from Cam's perspective, of course, we've seen the stats. He's taken more hits than any other quarterback in his time in the league. So there is some concern that he can get hit, and there's some concern because he's refereed differently, and the refs seem to allow him to get hit more consistently than other teams. But Mina mentioned how good that offensive line is. That should protect Cam Newton, and I'm sure he's had plenty of time to think of ways that he can better protect himself going forward. So I don't have much concern about him, but I do think that that the Patriots are going to do everything they can to protect him and only make him run when they absolutely need to.
Mina, there are some questions you ask knowing that you're going to get yelled at merely for asking the question, but I think it is a reasonable one to ask here. For 1 year and 1 year only, this coming season, taking into account the totality of the circumstances, are the Patriots better suited to win with Tom Brady or Cam Newton as their quarterback?
Oh, that's so great. I would say they're better suited with Tom Brady just because of the circumstances, right? This abbreviated offseason, he knows the system. I think it would have been easier for them, right? This is a difficult situation he's walking into, but I think it's a good situation. And one thing I wanted to bring up about the injuries that I didn't earlier, Cam Newton actually took fewer sacks than Tom Brady in 2018 through the first half of the season because they were getting the ball out quickly. I think New England can do that with him this year and keep him healthy.
Okay. There's one other thing. The original reason we wanted to talk to you today was because of something you posted on Twitter yesterday. With Cam Newton off the free agent market, one could now argue that Colin Kaepernick is the most talented quarterback available, and Mina thinks there was one candidate that makes perfect sense for Kaepernick to join. She tweeted yesterday, going over the AFC South depth charts for next week's podcast, how do the Titans not have a veteran backup? If I'm Tennessee, I've got Cap on speed dial. Especially now with Cam out of the picture, that I think puts even greater focus on the possibilities for Colin Kaepernick. Mina, you have the floor.
Absolutely. I have felt for a while that the best fit for Colin Kaepernick is a good football team with an entrenched starter that needs a high quality, high upside backup. Your Pittsburghs, your Houstons, your Kansas Cities. I actually forgot about Tennessee until I looked at the depth chart and saw how thin they were behind Ryan Tannehill, who, you know, Mike, has an injury history, several years, missed an entire season. To me, that's a team that more than any other team in the NFL needs a starter who can come, or pardon me, a backup who can come in relief. Right now, you know, you've got Logan Woodside and he's a question mark. 2018 seventh round draft pick. It was cut by Cincinnati. Maybe they like him, but if I'm Tennessee, I absolutely give Colin Kaepernick a call.
What do you think, Nate?
Yeah, I love that from a football standpoint, but I do think it's important to understand that, I think 538 did a poll in 2017, and of all the NFL teams, only six teams fan base lean more Republican than Democrat, and one of those teams was Tennessee, and we know that the president and many people on the right side of the aisle are not big fans of Colin Kaepernick. So to the degree that the Titans or Tennessee cares about how their fans will react, it's one of the few teams in the league that it's possible their fans may not welcome Colin Kaepernick or any demonstrations during the national anthem.
We don't know that one way or the other, but what we do know is, or we can't try and figure out, is what the football fit of it looks like. And I'm picturing, you know, Mina, they had Marcus Mariota running their offense up until fairly recently, and to use Neek's words, Marcus Mariota was sort of a poor man's, if not a destitute man's, version of Colin Kaepernick at his best. So they sort of we've seen what that offense looked like, and they won games with it.
I agree, absolutely. I think Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, is creative. He knows how to build around a mobile quarterback. And by the way, I'm glad you mentioned Marcus Mariota. Talk about a team that knows the value of a high-quality backup, right? Paying for Ryan Tannehill and him coming in and having the season of his career. They need someone like Colin Kaepernick. And I'm not even saying it has to be Colin Kaepernick. They just need someone behind Tannehill. To me, he seems like the best option out there.
Okay, so let's sit here and let's have a little fun before we run. Dominique, right now, rank for me the teams, because we're talking about all these AFC contenders. Rank for me the teams in the AFC in order until you get to New England. I'm picturing Tennessee being a part of that conversation.
No,
they beat the Patriots last year.
Chiefs, Ravens, Patriots.
That's it.
That's it.
Chiefs, that's Ravens, pick. Mina?
That's how I feel right now. Maybe I'm high on the moment. Maybe I'm doped up on this recency bias, but I got Chiefs, Ravens, Patriots.
I'm going to go Chiefs, Ravens, Colts, Patriots.
Colts? I mean, Rivers.
I don't know. Colts.
Rivers doesn't have as much left in him as I think people believe he has in him. I'm not sure that they're better with Rivers over Brissett, but you're picking, so head-to-head.
That's a whole other debate.
Colts versus Patriots. You're picking Colts versus Patriots right now. You're picking Colts beat the
Patriots. If you go skill for skill, if you go down the depth charts on both sides of the ball, I think the Patriots have a better defense. But I think Indianapolis, better offensive line, better skill players. I think adding DeForest Buckner was enormous for them. I think they're going to win the division.
There's also not, as I was just sitting here going through the teams in my head, there practically isn't a team in the AFC that doesn't have a fascinating quarterback situation for one reason or another. It is a quarterback-packed conference. Mina Kimes, fascinating, always. Great to see you. Thank you very much. Neat getting ready to do First Take. We're getting ready to do a whole lot more. Cam Newton, another star returning to the gridiron. Who's going to be the comeback player of the year? Neek will answer that question and several others, and we'll get to some NBA conversation up next as well. You're watching Get Up on ESPN.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name? Check. Birthday? Social security? Is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
Geico. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Back on Get Up, and our top story again. Former MVP Cam Newton off the free agent market after reaching an agreement with the Patriots on a one-year deal that is incentive-laden. Newton becomes a prime candidate to win Comeback Player of the Year after playing only two games in 2019. We haven't really touched on this all morning long, but if you think about some prime candidates, look at the names on the screen here of guys that you could see being in this conversation for Comeback Player of the Year. AJ Green, Gronk, Cam, Matt Stafford, J.J. Watt, and there are others. So let's get into it as we bring Dominique Foxworth back to answer the question. And here is the first one. Dominique, who is your favorite to win Comeback Player of the Year?
I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford. I mean, I love Cam Newton in that situation, and he's going to play well. But Matt Stafford was playing incredibly well until he got injured last season. And I think that would he have 19 touchdowns maybe and 5 interceptions? Second most in the league for 19 touchdowns. I expect him to come back this season and to pick up where he left off when he got hurt and have a really great season, maybe even be in MVP conversation. I got him, Matt Stafford, lined up for Comeback Player of the Year.
Wow, he was having a sneaky, huge year last year. We pointed it out a few times early last season. But MVP candidate, Matt Stafford, I like it. All right, next. If I told you right now only one of the two are going to win a playoff game this year, who you got, Cam Newton or Tom Brady?
I got Cam Newton. I think that Cam Newton in the AFC East, they may not be the top team. They may not get that one bye, but I got them having at least a home playoff game against an opponent that they can beat. They won't have either Baltimore or Kansas City coming into their home, assuming those two teams are 1-2. They're 3. They'll have a lesser wild card team. I got Tampa Bay potentially not winning that division and playing a tougher opponent down there in the NFC and maybe not even having a home playoff game. So I have a lot more faith in the infrastructure of what the Patriots do and their experience and adding a great player to a team that seems to always find its way into at least one playoff win, if not multiple. I have more faith in that than I do what they're building down there in Tampa Bay and just kind of input.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.